the who, when, and why UFOs are here. Have we gotten so used to hearing about extraterrestrial abductions of humans, we don't pay much attention to them? Do witnesses to UFO sightings all seem to be telling us the same thing over and over? If you feel this way, I believe the plot is working. What am I talking about? What I am about to say is about an uncomplicated plot which may or may not exist to get us so used to UFOs and aliens, we won't get shocked when it is announced someday, they are here and have been for thousands of years. There is still opposition to releasing this information, and different reasons are given and some may be secret. First, there is something going on which I have mentioned many times, and that is some people in the government think extraterrestrials are demons. How do I know this? I know it because it has been revealed several times. I think if they were, they certainly wouldn't need material things like a spacecraft to get around in. Another reason the government doesn't want to let us know about the aliens is people working that think we can't handle it and it would destroy society if admitted to. There is another reason being admitted to which states the aliens asked officials not to admit to anything yet, because we are not ready. Could there be other reasons for not admitting extraterrestrials have been on our planet for maybe thousands of years and flying over it in UFOs? One other reason which was discussed was blaming the aliens for a false attack. The idea was to use this to create a one-world government, which has been pushed for years. There have been some terrible stories about the lengths some powerful people would go to get the one-world government in place. Every once in a while, you hear of this idea in someone's speech. Both the opponents and proponents of this idea can get quite vocal at times. The age-long question is, why are the extraterrestrials coming here, who are they, why do they come here, and how long have they been around? If the ancient depictions of UFOs on cave walls are any indication, they have been around for at least 25,000 years. There is, however, an element of the population who believe they may have been here far longer than that, so long that they were here before us. There are several ideas why. The prominent idea is they were messing with DNA to create us. Not everyone accepts this idea. As far as where do they come from, many different species of extraterrestrials claim to have been seen. It is believed they come from many different planets in our galaxy and some might even come from other galaxies. This would be quite a feat, since the galaxies are so far away. The nearest galaxy is the Andromeda Galaxy, which is 2 million light-years away. If we wanted to reach it in a reasonable amount of time, we would have to travel at a speed of 1 million light-years a year to get there in 2 years. It seems too incredible to even imagine. There is an idea which has been floated lately which states there is other intelligent life in our own solar system. It might be underground on Mars, or have disappeared from the planet and left ruins. There are certainly a lot of strange things on Mars which indicate prior life, such as a pyramid and a giant Egyptian-type face, along with what looks like giant glass tubes and statues. There is also the idea, since we are finding so many moons in our solar system that contain water, life could be on them. I don't want to forget about Planet X. Some believe there could be a giant planet in the Oort cloud which exists at the end of the solar system, and just maybe it might contain life. There are many reasons cited for the UFOs which seem to be everywhere. First, I want to say there has been some indication that a sort of space United Planets exists, but not every race believes in their policies. It is believed by some this has caused some craft to be shot down by others, and that is how we have gotten most of our crashed UFOs. It has been said at least one race or more hates us and even considers us food. This is not a pleasant thought, but it is also said we are being protected by the space UN. Another reason which was cited for extraterrestrials coming here was to advance us, because we were getting close to space travel and invite us into their organization. This sounds like a possible idea. Then there is the idea we are being studied and are a sort of history project, and this might be to study a race which will soon wipe itself out. The opposite is also being proposed, which is they are here to prevent this from happening, which has been demonstrated by missiles being shut down in different bases in several countries, including here. There is also the idea we are a zooplanet where aliens come to gape at us, the uncivilized animals which have some intelligence. There is also an idea we may have been at war in a distant past and the human race is much older than thought. Signs of certain isotopes produced by atomic explosions have been found on Mars, and some believe Mars was populated by humans who were attacked with nuclear weapons, probably by the reptilians who are said to hate us. It is thought the survivors were moved here, and that is why modern man appeared out of nowhere on Earth. Some also believe if we get out into space in a meaningful way, we might discover former human bases in the solar system. There are also some indications humans were subject to a nuclear attack in the dim past. On top of this, there are ancient Indian writings which are called the Mahabharata, which gives an accurate account of nuclear blasts, and the writing is in ancient Sanskrit. How can this be if we didn't see it happen? The story talks about soldiers seeing a blast 1,000 times brighter than the sun, and hair and teeth falling out from the blast. Fingernails fell out. It is just a description of a nuclear attack which is hard to ignore. Scientists talk about making first contact, when we already did that decades ago.